We're turning now to some news that's just been breaking over the past hour or so. The High Court finding that the current state response to the needs of international protection applicants is in breach of the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union. Our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally is here. Alva, this case was taken, I think, by the Human Rights Commission. Will you remind us what was at stake here?
Yeah, so many people will remember from the 4th of December last year, newly arrived asylum seekers have not been offered accommodation by the state, and the government says that's down to lack of accommodation and the growing numbers. So tents were building up around the International Protection Office and around the Grand Canal and in other pockets of the city. There were no sanitary conditions or basic needs. So the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, or IREC as it's otherwise known, initiated proceedings in the High Court to address the state's failure to provide the basic needs, including accommodation for what was at that stage in May when the case was in the court, 1,715. But that figure has risen this week. As of Tuesday, was 2,352 unaccommodated asylum seekers. So IREC took the unusual step of taking a class action. So essentially it was representing the group of men and asked the High Court to decide if the state was in breach of Article 1 of the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights. And that centres around human dignity. It also said there should be a mandatory obligation on the state to accommodate these asylum seekers. And the senior counsel for the state at the time argued that the increase in the numbers seeking protection here were entirely beyond the control of the state, and failure to offer accommodation by itself just didn't amount to a breach of a person's right under this EU Charter of Fundamental Rights.
What then does this judgment say?
So it's just landed a short time ago, as you mentioned, but essentially what Mr Justice Barry O'Donnell said was that he found the state was in breach of Article 1 of the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights. That's, as I said, that's that centres around that human dignity aspect. So what he said was, well, what was interesting, though, in part of this judgment was that part of IREC's case was for that mandatory order for action sought by the Commission. So basically that the state would be ordered to act to accommodate these unaccommodated men. But Mr Justice O'Donnell said the court wasn't satisfied that there was a basis for concluding that the state would ignore its obligations in that regard. He said the state has made clear and the court accepts that it's making strenuous efforts to redress the situation. So ultimately, in a nutshell, the High Court has found that the state is in breach of Article 1 of the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights. That centres on human dignity, but it hasn't issued a mandatory order because it accepts that the state or the government is working to address this situation of accommodating these asylum seekers.
Alva, many thanks for that. More, no doubt, throughout the afternoon and evening.